Okay, the Senate Special Committee on Trade, Technology, and Innovations is called to order. The date is Thursday, April the 2nd. We do have a quorum to conduct business consisting of Senator Wilikowski, Stevens, and French, and myself, McGuire. We have one item on the agenda today, and that is the matter of Senate Bill 37, divestiture of investments in the Sudan. And we have the bill's sponsor here as a committee member and to present his bill, Senator French.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you will allow me to, I will read the sponsor statement into the record. We've got several folks here who know a lot about the details of the bill. The big picture is fairly simple to get. Stop investing in Sudan. As is often the case, making that simple idea happen takes some complex maneuvers. But I'll read the sponsor statement. I've got my staff, Randy Motoro, who's worked quite hard on the bill here. I see other folks who can answer some of the more technical questions. But just for the record, government-sponsored genocide has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced approximately 2.5 million residents from the Darfur region of Sudan. This legislation will enact a targeted divestment program that prevents the state of Alaska from investing permanent fund and retirement plan dollars in companies that directly finance genocide in Darfur. SB 37 gives Alaska the opportunity to join the states, businesses, and educational institutions that refuse to fund such atrocities. Targeted divestment is a proven tactic to reduce the viability of genocide in Darfur. 27 other states have divested from businesses that operate in the region. The cost to these states has been negligible. Institutions have found no noticeable decrease in returns when divestment only targets companies that have explicit financial links to the conflict. Holdings in these companies amount to 7 investments valued at less than 0.1% of all permanent fund assets, showing that the implementation of this legislation will not require a major shift in investment strategy. Results from the divestment movement have been promising. Sudan, unlike many foreign governments that sponsor genocide, has responded favorably when threatened with economic sanctions. Partly as a result of the divestment movement, the Sudanese government purchased a 6-page, $1 million advertisement in the New York Times that sought out foreign direct investment. As more companies pull out of the region or encourage the government of Sudan to halt violent acts, the end of genocide is highly probable. Ignoring genocide has left several scars on recent American history. With the cost of action so small, Alaska has no excuse to sit on the sidelines. I urge you to support this important and meaningful piece of legislation. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you or other members of the committee may have.
Okay, thank you. Questions at this time for Senator French? Okay, so let's go ahead and go to testimony. Senator French, it looks like we have confirmed 2 names of individuals. There they are. Okay, perfect. So we'll go now to Mr. David Alexander. Actually, my apologies. First, we're going to have Commissioner of Revenue, Commissioner Pat Galvin. I was in a mode. My apologies. Please welcome to the Senate, and go ahead and put yourself on the record. We know the governor has a bill that has a similar goal in mind.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Pat Galvin. I'm the Commissioner Department of Revenue. And as you indicated, the governor does have a similar bill, Senate Bill 81. And we're here to speak in favor of the purpose of both these bills, which is to effectuate the divestiture of state funds from businesses that are engaged in activities related to or in business with the government of Sudan in their activities in the Darfur region. We see this as a joint effort to join the growing chorus to oppose those activities. We have to just acknowledge that this is a unprecedented situation where we have activities that are recognized as genocide as they're happening, recognized by the United Nations, recognized by the United States, both the Congress and the United States State Department as genocide. We believe that this constitutes a moral imperative to act on these activities. One way to do so is divestiture. The governor and the administration support divestiture. We testified last year in the Senate committee that was the first committee of referral for a similar bill last year, stating that we supported divestiture. We had some issues with the bill, as I'll indicate. We have some issues with the current bill that's before us today, but we support the concept, and we believe that those issues can be resolved in a subsequent committee. I'll just briefly outline them for the record, but we are here to support the bill, support moving the bill through, and support ultimately the passage of the amended version of the bill. Just to frame the need for the bill, last year when the issue came up, one of the things that we were looking at is what can the Department of Revenue, what can the ARM Board, what can Permanent Fund Board do on their own account to try to effectuate divestiture. And what we found was, because of the way that the state statutes are currently situated and the restrictions that are placed on the investment decision-making of each of these bodies, including myself as the fiduciary of a large number of state funds, we do not have the authority to effectuate a divestiture policy without specific authority provided to us. And so for that reason, we feel that there's not only, it's not only appropriate, but it's actually needed, this legislation. The goal that the administration had in putting together what ultimately became the governor's bill was to succeed in the purpose of the collective bill, which is to actually achieve the divestiture of the state funds, but to do so at a minimum cost to the state. The cost being not so much concern about lost investment revenue, because we see that as somewhat de minimis, as was pointed out by the sponsor, but primarily in the mechanism of implementing the divestment policy. There are certain investments that each of the bodies that are affected by this legislation utilize that do not lend themselves to having a divestment policy. And the reason is that they're investments that the state entity does not directly control and cannot dictate the terms of. And because of that, in order to actually fulfill the purpose of this legislation, if it were to apply to those funds, the state would actually have to divest from all such funds, even though they may have nothing to do with companies dealing with Sudan. But we just could not guarantee that they may not, because we just couldn't dictate the day-to-day activities of them. And so within the structure of the legislation that we would like to see go forward, it would be directed towards those funds the state actually can control. And we can implement a structure that would put the burden of ensuring compliance with the terms of the legislation on our compliance staff, the accountants who actually ensure that our investments are meeting the standards and the rules that are established for each of the investment accounts. And so it would take it out of the responsibility of the managers and would put the compliance in the hands of the folks who do this every day. And so it would not add any additional cost. It would just be an additional standard that they would be looking at in their normal routine activities. And then finally, I'll point out for the committee that both the ARM Board and the Permanent Fund Board of Trustees recently passed a resolution supporting the divestment legislation that the governor brought forward because they found that it minimized those costs, minimized unintended consequences, and they supported themselves the purpose of the legislation, which was to achieve the divestment. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Absolutely. Okay, questions for Commissioner Galvin. Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Aren't there additional funds out there that we invest, like the Consolidated Budget Reserve and other funds? Are they included in this? Are they outside of? I'm talking about the CBR and additional funds that we have in various accounts.
The CBR and the Statutory Budget Reserve are funds that fall under my fiduciary responsibility as commissioner. Those would be covered by this. However, just to point out, neither of them is invested in because of the restrictions on U.S. entities engaging in similar activities that are being targeted here. It's not likely that any of the investments that are in those funds would be implicated by the lists that would be generated by this legislation.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Commissioner. We appreciate it, your testimony and the governor's bill as well. Okay, so we will then go to Mr. David Alexander with the Nine Star Enterprises in Anchorage, who works with the Sudanese community. Mr. Alexander, are you there?
I am.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Senator French and Sanders, for receiving our testimony today. Our board of directors is concerned with this bill because we're serving the Sudanese community in Anchorage, and we're working with individual Sudanese Alaskan residents to help them get jobs, with housing, with food issues, and other concerns. And there are a number of members of the Southern Sudanese American Community Association here today, so I won't say any more. I'll pass on to the next testifier.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Alexander. Next, I have Bijek Deng.
It's Bijek Deng.
Bijek Deng. Mr. Deng, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you. How are you?
Good. If you could just put your name and who you'd like to be affiliated with on the record, and then we'd take your testimony.
Yeah, my name is Bijek, B-A-J-E-K. My last name is D-E-N-G. I came from Alaska, from Sudan, where I am a member of the North Tribe. I was refused in my own country, where the government prevented me and my family from life, normal life. I left Sudan because the president of Sudan, who made the shield, killed a lot of people in my village, about 80 people at the same time, including children. And I left Sudan, so the president of South Sudan is not a good president. I don't need him to be president because he killed his own people. I need a lot of people to get out all the Alaska money from North Sudan, so they killed the Sudan people over there. And I would thank you very much because you have let us tell you what's going on there. We know more than what you know. And what I can tell you now is to take out a government because the president of North Sudan is not a good president. So he killed 10 people since 1988 up to now. He did a genocide, but you don't know that before. He doesn't know a genocide about the Darfur. And he's been doing a lot of genocide and he poisoned people to poison the water and let people die both of them. The Cold War and peace Cold War, you get another good end, a free, it's possible. Get out the money from North Sudan and put the money to South Sudan. It will be a good end to save the money and use the money for the good way. And instead of killing your own people.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions for Mr. Deng? Okay, next we're going to go to Tor Gotch.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, if you could just put your name on the record, and we'd be happy to take your testimony.
Okay, my name is Patul Taj. I'm a Sudanese. I came to Spain 15 years ago, and I lived in Latta for 3.5 years. And I also thanks all of you for receiving the Sudanese community here in Anchorage. I would like to ask about this bill. I would favor support it because of genocide in Sudan. Sudanese government is not a good government that can associate with other government because of killing the government that killed its own people. And I think it's good to withdraw Alaska money from that investment. Sudanese government killed 2.9 million Southern Sudanese, not even including Darfur. I think it's a good time for U.S. government to take action to arrest Bashir because of his own action. I also thank all of you for supporting this bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, we're going to go here in the room to Elise Boyer. Welcome.
Thank you.
And again, if you can just put your name and who you'd like to be affiliated with on the record, and then we'd take your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Elise Boyer, and I'm here on behalf of the Juneau Jewish community at Congregation Sukkot Shalom, where the board did pass unanimously a resolution to support divestment, however it may come about. Due to the overwhelming dread and destruction suffered by the Jewish community during the Holocaust, we as a current community are painfully aware of how urgent the need is to do what we can to stop this genocide. The decision on how best to do that will obviously take place far away from this room, but what we do have the power to do is to stop funding it and to stop profiting from companies who fund it. So we're asking that this committee act favorably and quickly to move the bill along. When we teach our children about World War II and about the Holocaust, we make them a promise, and every Jewish family uses the same words. We say never again. And by taking favorable action on this today, we can take a step forward to making that promise come true, at least for the people in Sudan and Darfur. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Stuart Cohen here in the room. Welcome, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm Stuart Cohen. I live at 725 Fifth Street here in Juneau. Thanks for listening to me. I think we probably know the generalities of what's going on in Sudan. The southern people, guerrillas from the southern part of Sudan, have been operating against the northern government. And so the northern government, to try and cut their support, has unleashed these militias to basically destroy the women and children and all of that sort of thing, which is not a new thing. But we're involved because Alaska kind of has a stake in the winter when the dust settles. And I understand the argument against divestment, which is that the permanent fund is set up to make money. And whenever you start to mix the mandate to make money with morality, things get very murky because everyone has a cause. You know, maybe someone comes forward and says, let's divest from Israel, or let's divest from China, or let's divest from sources of global warming. So it gets very complicated, and that's not what the permanent fund was set up to arbitrate. But, however, that's almost always the logic behind any genocide within the country or outside the country. The massive, mind-boggling crimes against humanity are never done by a few evil people, are always done by a lot of decent people who are each doing their part to make it happen. It's the policeman who knocks on your door, the title person who transfers the title of confiscated property, the chemist who makes the nerve gas, or the banker who moves the money, the guy who drives the train that takes people to concentration camp, and the businessmen who invest in the businesses of the people who are running the country. Evil kind of takes control of everything that decent people value, like jobs, churches, schools, politics, and business. And so when it happens, everybody has a stake in its success. And right now, we in Alaska, as long as the permanent fund is invested, we have a stake in the destruction of those people in the south of Sudan. And nobody is asking Alaska to send the National Guard and liberate those people or anything like that. We're just asking for a tiny little bit of the investment to be divested. And personally, I wouldn't want, I'm okay with a little bit of my permanent fund, even if it's a little bit smaller, if it's not at the blood of those people. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Cohen. And next we'll go to Joanne Bloom.
Thank you. My name's Joanne Bloom and I live at 883 Basin Road here in Juneau. And Senator McGuire, I want to thank you so much for hearing this bill today. You heard it in your State Affairs Committee last year. I know you're a supporter and I know that you are aware that time is really critical. So I'm really hoping that you and your committee will be able to move forward on this bill today. I'm a member of Save Darfur and a past member of the Board of Directors of the American Jewish World Service. The American Jewish World Service helped start the Save Darfur movement here in this country. And our president, Ruth Messenger, was in the White House this week on Monday, meeting with President Obama and his newly appointed envoy to Sudan, and that's General J. Scott Gratian. And the general left for Sudan on Tuesday to negotiate an end to this crisis over there. He also wants to restore international aid to the people of Darfur. You probably know that the International Criminal Court put out a warrant for the arrest of President al-Bashir, and in retaliation, President Bashir kicked out the 13 international aid organizations that were providing food, water, and medicine for the displaced people of Darfur. So how do we connect the dots from Washington, D.C., what's happening this week in Sudan, and here in Alaska, and especially here today in your committee room? I think that you're all negotiators. I think that's probably the definition of a legislator, is that you're a negotiator. You get it. You understand that the more clout you have, the better you are able to negotiate. So we want to give General Gratian all the clout we can when he's over there. He needs to demonstrate that state by state, we Americans won't allow genocide. And so far, as your sponsor said, 27 states have drawn the line and they have divested in companies directly doing business in Sudan. We need you today, here and now, to fill in those dots with a bold, black, firm marker that says, we as Alaskans, and this is underscored, we want to also draw the line against genocide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions for Ms. Bloom? Thank you for your advocacy and your testimony. Okay, next, I'm going to go back over to the folks online and then switch back again to the room. Rebecca Worrell?
Yes.
Good afternoon. If you could just state your name and who you'd like to be affiliated with, and we'd be happy to take your testimony.
My name is Rebecca Worrell. I'm a woman from Sudan, from Alaska. So the word I need to say is not much, but I explain what I know. So we're here, but from another country, not there. So President Bashir, you will appear her from the way she feels is not the way you can see the people. So when I came here, I was 14. I was called a lost girl. It's not because my mom chased me away. That's the problem of war. I'm running from war at night, and I don't know where my mom is, and I don't know where my dad. So the way she's been dead is not a good way. So that's why I need to say what I know, and you guys can do whatever it is you can do. So that's what I need to ask. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Worrell. Next, I'm going to go to Daniel Gatwath.
Yes. My name is Daniel Gatwath. Thank you very much to have you to have with you today to talk about the problem in Sudan. I just want to say a few words about that, what I understand before I came here to the United States. The war that has been going on in Sudan, it is more than my age, and I'm 40-some years. I know all the people in the world, they don't understand and they don't know that till the war coming on 2003 in Darfur. The only thing that I would like to add on this point, we are here in Alaska. I came with my family. I want to like to say for the Alaskan, the state of Alaska, if they would improve this bill as well as the United States of America to sign this bill to go to where I came from at the southern Sudan, not from north. Even I don't have any problem for the President Bashir to be out in his post. If he's not there, I think the country will be safe. And there will not be too much war that it has been going on for a long time. Please, we just come and testify here because of the problem in Sudan that is going on for some many years. I thank you very much for having me with you and share some words about our problem in Sudan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Mr. Kat Abath?
Yes, Kat Booth.
Booth.
K-H-A-K, last name is B-O-T-H.
If you wanna...
Thank you so much. What I love to say here is about the money that Alaskan people invest in Sudan. I hope it is good investment, but it is invest in wrong place and wrong people. What I can say and what I mean is because when the Alaskan money goes to Sudan, they could do the business of development and whatever the people need there. Instead for that, this money is used wrongly. The current government in the Sudan now, he controls everything in the Sudan, even in southern Sudan. You heard that we have oil levied in southern Sudan. And now southern Sudanese and Darfurians get nothing from that one. They don't benefit from this because it is controlled by the fundamental government of Omar al-Bashir in northern Sudan. This money, I hope, is used for for bad things. One example is to support militias direct to South Sudan to destroy their brothers and sisters because of this money. And in West Darfur, he support what we call Jejewip about destroying or killing Darfurian because of this money. So while Southern Sudanese and Darfurians are in need of support financially for development, the current government destroys Southern Sudanese and Darfurian in many ways. Destroy them with anger, with leaving them of diseases, killing them with gunpowder, and also urge themselves to kill themselves because of this money that you provide for development and business. What I can request from you, please, if you like, you can pull out this much amount of money from the government of Sudan and from Northern Sudan fundamental government and invest it in Southern Sudan where the right people will use the money in the right way and the right meaning. This is what I can say. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, I'm going to go back here in the room to Ricky Tagabon. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Ricky Tagabon. I live at 4300 University Drive. I graduated high school from JDHS in 2008. And when I was a junior, I had the honor of welcoming two refugees from Sudan to come speak at my school, and the task was to do it in Tlingit. And I related a story, the origin of the Tlingit National Anthem, to their story, and how there's a line in the anthem that says, "So it may never be forgotten, our voices will be heard on our grandfather's land." And I said, "Though it may not be in this lifetime, Dinka voices will be heard on Dinka land." And I pray and I hope that it is in this lifetime that these people are empowered to take back their lives and their country. And these people have been persecuted to their core. They're displaced, and just, we know the horror stories. We've heard from people, and we can do this one thing that says, we don't accept what's going on. We won't accept what's going on. We can't let it happen. So I thank you for the hard work that you do, and I thank you for your concern and your support, and I'm proud that you people are here doing this work, and I urge you to communicate this to our friends in DC and everyone working together for this. Part of holding each other up is holding each other accountable, and I thank you for the work that you do, and I just, like I said, I hope that this goes through in my lifetime and that we see rapid change. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Questions? Thank you. Okay, next we have Amelia Bliley. Is that correct? Okay. Okay, so then the last folks we have are online. My apologies if I mispronounce your name. Dobual Dang?
Yes.
How close was I?
You're pretty close.
Pretty close. Thank you.
Dobual Dang.
Okay. If you'd go ahead and offer your testimony, we'd be happy to take it.
No, thank you. I think we call it another genocide. We call it another Holocaust in Darfur. So, to me, I believe 99% of the Sudanese living in Alaska supporting this bill. So, Bashir in particular, is trying to devastate everything in Darfur, in South Sudan, in East Sudan, in everywhere. So we were glad when the news came out that the international court was going to arrest him. So that was going to give us relief. The disbursement will help a lot. So this money is going, as it's already stated, going to kill the people of Darfur. This money is going to distort the CPA, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement of 2005 between the North and the South. This money from Alaska will make a lot of bad things. So we were glad with the disbursement that people were not going to be or are not going to be killed because of the money from Alaska. Darfur people are not going to be killed. So my appeal is to the people of Alaska, and I'm very glad also that Alaska is one of the 28 states that are doing disbursement and that are supporting the bill. So it is a relief to the people of Sudan that the disbursement will cripple all the services that are doing genocide in Sudan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Desheen Reich.
Yes. My name is Deshina, D-I-C-H-I-N-E. My last name, R-I-E-K. Thank you to meet you today. I came here in Alaska, or I came in America. I have a 15 years in America. I say thank you. I meet you because we live in southern Sudan before. We get a lot of problems. We don't know where the problem from. We know the problem from northern Sudan. We don't know where the northern Sudan, how we get the money to buy the gun to kill the people from South Sudan. Right now, we are here in America. A lot of people from southern Sudan, they came in America. They came like refugees. We don't know, I didn't see the people from northern Sudan to be refugees. They came like, I see few people, they came like a settlement, like the good way. The people from southern Sudan, they come the bad way because they care a lot. Right now, what I want to tell you, we're here now, we have money from the southern Sudan. I need you to pull out money from northern Sudan to go to southern Sudan. Because northern Sudan is a bad place. That's why I need to tell you about that. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. I have two more folks online. Pauliette Dang.
Yes. My first name, P-A-U-L-I-E-T. The last name, P-E-N-G, Deng. Thank you very much. What I would like to say today, I'm very glad to share that bill with you. The people, the genocide in Darfur, the same problem in southern Sudan. No different, the same. So we are very glad if you will throw that money from this program. That's why I'm here today. I love Alaska, you drove that morning in this program. Because that morning, they met a lot of problems in Sudan. For example, I have 10 years in Ethiopia, on a youth camp. I am not happy for that. If we figure out what the fight is in Sudan, everybody will be happy. I know. The fight is a problem in Sudan. This is what I'd like to tell you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Dang. And the last person I have in Anchorage is Pal Chual.
Yes, sir. First of all, I would like to thank all of you guys, individuals, those who are on the line over there to do the testimony. Like what you said, my name is Pal Chual. I came from Sudan 10 years ago. I live in the United States for almost 11 years. What I would like to add on this bill, so our country has been some problems since the independence from British. A lot of people have been killed from Sudan government before al-Bashir, and then after that, the woman al-Bashir has been took the power after the military coup. So when he did it, a lot of people from Sudan have suffered a lot from politics, from tribes, or whatever reason you can be killed for it. People in South Sudan have been genocide for so long. What happened in Darfur, it happened in Sudan. What happened in Darfur happened in South Sudan. If you guys can stop the genocide in Sudan, it would be good for you guys, because you guys saving the life. So what I can add in this bill, if you guys can sign this bill to stop this man to go to Abashir, to recruit these people to go and kill the children and women and the old people and the people who have no choice in this war, it would be good for you guys to do it. And I believe that if you guys give this money to Abashir, you will use this money for genuine people to go and kill and looting, like what they do in South Sudan, killing people at night time. So I believe that if you guys can pull this money out, it would be good. So what I can add on this again, so the woman RPC, you know, he deserved to be in the World Court for what he did. What he did in South Sudan people and what he did in Darfur people would do the same thing like what Saddam Hussein did to his own people in his country. I believe that a woman of RPC deserved to be in the World Court and need to face the consequence for what he did to his own people. And I would like to thank all of you guys for what I said earlier, for your time, and I appreciate it, and God bless all of you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anyone else here in the audience wishing to testify on Senate Bill 37 that I've overlooked? Is there anyone online? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then we will close public testimony on Senate Bill 37. That brings the bill back before us for committee discussion. Senator Wilikowski.
Madam Chair, I would, if you'd like a motion.
Yes.
I would move that we move SB 37 onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Senator Stevens.
Do I just want to chat about it a bit before you, if you're not quite ready to move it, and maybe ask the commissioner back. I certainly understand the testimony and how concerned folks are, Commissioner, but are there other countries out there that should be added to this list? I mean, are we going to be approaching these one at a time? But it would seem to me like North Korea would be a perfect example of a country that we should not be investing in as well. Are there other countries that you would consider that should be added to this list?
Senator Stevens, the answer is no. One of the concerns that anybody involved in the investment community would have to a bill of this nature is the concern that it starts you down a slippery slope of basically social investing or for lack of a better word, political investing, having other factors weigh on the investment decision. That was something that we carefully considered in deciding whether or not to support a Sudanese divestiture policy. What we came to the conclusion is that the situation in Darfur is different than what you see elsewhere. The issue of genocide, the issue of recognized governmental-sponsored genocide is unique to the situation in Darfur, and that it is something that we can set as a bright line and say that it is morally separate from other potential considerations that, that interest groups may bring to us in other contexts, whether it be in the way of foreign policy or in the way of other social issues that they may want to see addressed through investment policy. And so the answer to the question is no, we don't believe that it is similar to what you might hear from people with regard to North Korea. We've also heard about Iran. We've heard about other countries that may be also implicated. But we believe that it is separate.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the explanation.
Further discussion on the bill? Okay, and my understanding, Commissioner Galvin, is in the next committee, that being State Affairs, that you'll offer some of the changes that you proposed today. And I too, share Senator Stevens' questions. When the bill came through the State Affairs Committee last year, we wondered ourselves whether we would set up an untenable situation where there was no end to the kinds of things that we would want to divest in. But I do think that we can draw a bright line around governmentally sponsored genocide. And I do feel that it's a place that we can send a message, and I wish there was more that we could do, but this is what we can do for now. And I appreciate all of the people who have been a part of the movement and have been patient with us as we try to get our arms around how this kind of a financial procedure would operate. And I do think that the testimony with respect to the Holocaust and the things that were happening in Germany that many in the financial community we now know were aware of, but felt financially helpless to get out of, it's perhaps a chance to write that chapter of history as well and set a precedent for what we expect in our world. So with that, there was a motion on the table to move Senate Bill 37 out of committee. Is there a continued objection or discussion? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then Senate Bill 37 with individual recommendations and indeterminate fiscal notes has moved out of this committee, and we're adjourned.